We're doing the book of Shmuel. We had left off last week. Shaul is down to 600 men. And he is with his son in Michmas, which we said is in the Benjamin region, not far from Adam, what we call Michmas today, Kochav Yaakov. And the Philistines have sent their top soldiers, their Sayeret. They've sent their commando unit, three forces, to head and attack Saul and his men. They're going to the right, they're going to the left, they're heading dead center. Saul is standing with his group. He's got 200 men. He's outnumbered 100-1. They have more chariots than he has soldiers. And war is about to begin. And as we saw, his numbers are dwindling. The people are running away, and we can understand them. And we saw they had 30,000 chariots. So he was outnumbered 50-1. They had 50 chariots for every soldier he had. They had 6,000 horsemen, meaning they had 10 horses and soldiers on those horses. Yeah, 10 horsemen for every soldier Shaul has. What are his odds? But Hashem told him to go to war. The piety of these soldiers are beyond my comprehension. How you stay with your king and say, I'm going to fight these people, and they don't have weapons. The Philistines have top weapons. They have a top army, and Saul is there. He has a sword, his son has a sword, and the rest of the people are there with their plowing instruments. So Yonatan says something which now makes much more sense. He says to his lad, he says, you see the Philistines there on the hilltop? Let's go attack. So when you read the story and you don't see the broader picture, it sounds ridiculous. 2 against 1,000, but it wasn't any less ridiculous, or any more ridiculous than the war to begin with. They were outnumbered 100-1 without this. So Yonatan says, you know, if Hashem wants us to win, it doesn't really matter. And he doesn't tell anyone. And the lad says, I'm with you. And Yonatan climbs down the mountaintop that they're on top. And the Philistines look down at him, and he tells the lad, don't worry, if Hashem wants us to win, he doesn't need us to have a lot of numbers, which now we can understand a little differently. Victory over here is going to be a miracle. It's not a bigger miracle if it's me and you as opposed to everyone. We're outnumbered. So the lad says, I'm with you. Whatever you want, I'm with you. So he's carrying his weapon. And Yonatan says, let's reveal ourselves to the Philistines, and we're going to see, we're going to look for a sign. If they say, wait, we're coming down to you, we'll wait. And if they say, come up to us, so that's a sign that Hashem has given us to win them, because if they don't bother attacking us, if they were confident, they should come down and say, wait, we'll take care of you. If they say, come up here, we'll teach you a thing or two, that's a sign, come up. That we're going up and we're going to be victorious over them. And that's exactly what happens. They reveal themselves. They walk out of their hiding place. And the Philistines say, wow, there are those Jews coming out of the holes they were hiding. So the men on top of the mountain look down at them and say, come up here, we'll teach you a thing. So Yonatan says, there, that's the sign. Hashem's given them in our hands. And they're climbing on their hands and feet. The Navi points out, how could you win when you're climbing on your hands and feet? You're so vulnerable. They're climbing on their hands and feet, and Yonatan pounces on the Philistines, and he was quite a warrior. This is what we mentioned last week. We imagine Saul being this youngster. Saul is king for a total of 2 years, and when he dies, he has a son that's 40 years old. So Saul is somewhere in his 60s when this whole story is taking place. His son Yonatan is also in his 30s or 40s. So Yonatan pounces on them, and he knocks them down one after the other. He doesn't finish them off. His lad kills them one after another. He knocks them down, and his lad is killing them. And before Yonatan stops to rest, they've already downed 20 men, 20 soldiers, single-handedly. And what happens now is that the Philistines start retreating. So if we want to read this from an Emunah perspective, what the Navi tells us is, Hashem sent great fear, and so they started melting backwards. The Philistines started receding. The researchers point out that the Navi actually tells us beforehand that the Philistines were not a solidified army. They had a lot of hired mercenaries. They had big numbers, but a lot of them were not faithful soldiers. And if you read Machiavelli in The Prince, one of the things he warns the prince is Machiavelli tells him never hire an army, because a hired army will always show you their muscles when they want you to hire them, but when war comes, they're not so interested in using those muscles. They are the first to be scared and the first to run. So this was true in the 13th, 14th, 15th century where Machiavelli's writing. Well, it seems to have held true back in the days of the Tanakh. And so when the Navi points out to us that these armies were composed of different factions, sometimes the Navi stresses that these factions fell apart. Over here, the Navi does not stress it, although that's arguable why the Navi goes into the different details. And you can't ignore the miracle, meaning there's, at the end of the day, all these interpretations, they don't really add up without a miracle. You still don't win 20 people single-handedly when you're one soldier and you're outnumbered 500 to 1. That's the joke they always say. When I was a kid, I don't think I ever saw this, but okay, it doesn't matter. Back to the Navi. So Shaul and his men are watching, and they see the Philistines retreating. They were preparing for an attack. Here they saw the commando units coming out to attack them. And while they're watching, what they see is the Philistines are pulling back. So Shaul says, check out who's missing. What's going on here? And they check. They only had 600 people to check. It wasn't so hard. And they say, Yonatan and his lad are missing. So Shaul asks the Kohen Achiah, ask Hashem. And before they could ask Hashem what they should do, there is such mayhem in the Philistine camp that Shaul tells the Kohen, pack up and run, we got to attack. And Shaul takes his people into war. And what we see here, this mayhem, again we see a lack of leadership. Shaul's own son leads the war effectively. He doesn't ask his father, he doesn't tell his father, and Shaul is dragged into the war instead of leading into the war. Now, one of the strengths we had was that within the Philistine camp, they had many Jews who were working on their behalf. And these Jews were faithful to the Philistines until that day. When they saw the Philistines retreating, they turned on them from within their camp. And so we had really a secret battalion within the Philistine camp that was helping us out. And what happened next was that the Jews that were hiding in the different mountains, they got word that the Philistines were on the run. So they came out of the mountain and they joined the war. And we had a great victory. So Shaul wants to keep the momentum going. He tells the people, cursed is a person who eats till tonight. We have to continue the momentum and no one's eating anything. And they're giving chase. And they enter the forest. And when they enter the forest, they see a stream of honey or sugar flowing. And no one touches it, because Saul said, cursed is he who touches it. Yonatan wasn't around when he made the promise. And so Yonatan takes a sugar cane, dips his staff in the sugar cane, eats it, and he's feeling much better. Notice the Navi calls it Dvash. Rashi in Tractate Erevin tells us that Dvash means any sweet liquid. And Rashi says over here, when it speaks about Ya'arat Dvash, a stick of honey, there's no stick of honey. It means sugar cane. So someone tells him, your father warned us, no one's allowed to eat, and whoever does is going to die. And Yonatan was unaware of it. Now what are they going to do? We'll pick up here, Mizachim, next week.